Okay. We could make a story. No, it's getting a little weird here. Because, yes, a cartoonish little thing here about three old men taking a walk.
Yes,
walks. And today they are talking serious stuff here. And it's, of course, our controversial and agitating and disturbing Peel, who is apparently unusually disturbed this morning, having had a discussion the night before about strange things going on and the spiritual movement of Prabhupada here in Sweden. Oh, some people are just stepping in and taking over the command, as it seems. Taking databases from the temple, and yeah, he gets into it now. We can just show this whole discussion there with the others. Just, he's forcing them to listen because this is important. It's a security thing. And they kind of laugh at his style. But he's not laughing. He says, no, don't laugh at me. This is important. And they go on like that, and in the end, I wanted to add something. It's like Trump, he says, because they were not talking about the former leader there. Or former leaders in general, because in a way Trump is archetypal or a caricature of a certain type of quote-unquote leader. The one there who really wants to be the leader, who really thinks he can do it. Some are this good at talking. And maneuver himself into the right position. And how we have seen those in that spiritual movement, as well as, I guess, in all religions and political groupings and whatever, sports teams probably. So then we got Trump, and we got that little big man leader. And how that bubble, again, could be a cult leader, could be anyone, a bubble develops around that group. And we can show that bubble over and over again. Echo bubble developing. And thoughts and words, they're speaking in there. was right, everything fine, and so on and so on. Our great leader is leading us perfectly. Again, this is a cartoon, right? And then we have our people on the outside there. Now this bubble is like a semi-transparent, you know, plastic bubble or something. It's a building that they have built for themselves, so it could have a building structure. But anyway, outside there you see, because it's clear plastic, super strong, gun-proof and all that, nuclear bomb-proof maybe. And they are shouting out there, "Hey, you're not doing well, come out." You're going bankrupt. You just lost that restaurant or whatever. Now you're about to lose the house too. Hey, we need to come in and help you. You need qualified people here to help out. Let's make a foundation. Or whatever. I mean, this is kind of our present situation. Well, let's change it a bit. And you've got so then we have this leader there within, who's on that big throne, you know, the Yasusan, whatever, fine clothes, everything, big Guruji or Leaderji. And some are escaping that bubble, zoop, they make little holes and creep out. It's not easy. And they come out there and they go, oof, they are crazy in there. So then you see how gradually the only ones left are the typical cult people. And yeah, we could we could make this as an early end of war episode, or not so, just a story. And then it could end something like, what does this have to do with spiritual life? You're just making a cartoon about politics and groups. And the other one looks at him and says, you know, when you're a leader, especially of Vaishnavas, You should be the best servant. The best leader is the best servant. So let's serve each other. And maybe that big leader then goes, what? What? You should serve me. I mean, Prabhupada's movement. But they just serve each other. And so it goes on. And this big guy dwindles down and becomes just one of them. And then finally it takes that, whatever it is, cooking in the kitchen, he comes in as one of them. Okay, what can I do? And then some heavy lady is even cut the potatoes over there. Peel the potatoes. That's the end of it.